United States will not torture.
If somebody's talking to Al-Qaeda inside the United States, we need to know why.
I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that.
We are working together, and still we don't trust each other.
So we've got more work to do.
Unfinished Business. It's a way to look at some of the issues still in play since the transformative moment of the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, joins us to talk about one of those. He says the ways in which the U.S. conducts intelligence since 9/11 has vastly distorted the Constitution. As a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee and a longtime critic of the Patriot Act, Senator Wyden is going public with information he says the Obama administration would rather stay secret. Since 9/11, he says the National Security Agency has violated constitutional bans on surveillance of American citizens, violating privacy rights. It's an abuse of power, Senator Wyden says, the Obama administration seems to be defending.
This is the first time the government has admitted that there has been a violation of Fourth Amendment privacy protections. And the reason that this is significant is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. This is the law that permits the government to collect inside our country and without a warrant, the communication of foreign targets that are located abroad. That law is up for renewal this fall. And I have put a hold on this legislation because I think, first and foremost, we have a right to know how many Americans have had their communications swept up in this process. And also, I'm concerned about a loophole in the law, which in effect allows for what I call backdoor searches. And I think the fact that now, for the first time, the government has admitted that there has been a violation of Fourth Amendment constitutional privacy protections is a real entree to a transparent, open debate on the floor of the United States Senate this fall, and I'm going to insist on it.
Let's get into some of the details insofar as you can. This is essentially, by the National Security Agency, a kind of fishing expedition or panning for security nuggets. And in the course of doing that, a lot of innocent civilians have their private information collected by the government. Is that what you're saying?
What we're talking about is, in effect, searching through a pile of communications that are collected without a warrant to deliberately search for the phone calls or emails of specific Americans. Now, I understand that that may sometimes happen by accident, but I don't think the government should be doing this on purpose without getting a warrant or emergency authorization on the American that they are looking for. That's what I'm concerned about. Of course, the government has not admitted whether backdoor searches have actually been conducted or not. There is a loophole in the law, and that's what I want to close.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about your particular dispute with the Obama administration about what you can disclose and what they don't want you to disclose. But is it fair to say that the White House, Republican or Democrat White House, is not interested in an open debate on the floor of the U.S. Senate on details of how the NSA does its business?
Well, I'll let them speak for themselves. I'm not going to put words in the mouths of important Obama administration, you know, officials. I continue to believe that it is possible to fight terror ferociously and at the same time protect the constitutional rights of law-abiding Americans. I mean, the fact of the matter is that since the days of the founding fathers, we've had something of a constitutional teeter-totter. And on one side, you have collective security, and on the other side, you have the privacy rights of law-abiding, you know, Americans. I think when you have the government acknowledging in a declassified, you know, context that there has been a violation of Fourth Amendment privacy protections, that's an indication that the constitutional teeter-totter is out of whack.
Senator, on FISA and on the Patriot Act, is it your position that the American people, to even evaluate these pieces of legislation, needs to know who has been violated, who has been watched by the government and whose privacy has been violated, that that's something the American people need to know to even evaluate this legislation?
What I believe the American people need to know is that very often the laws that they read when they go online, they believe that that public law is actually how the law is being interpreted. I'm of the view that that's not the case, and that in a number of instances as it relates to security law, there is a significant gap between what the public believes the stated law is and the secret interpretation that has been made by the executive branch. And I think that secret interpretation is, when eventually all these things, you know, come out, is going to leave the public, you know, convinced that yet again they've not heard the straight story. And the fact that you do have these laws being interpreted in secret, I think, harms the important work that's being done by many brave people in the intelligence community, and that is why I have fought secret law.
We are talking with the senior U.S. Senator for the state of Oregon, Ron Wyden. Can you describe what your dispute with the Obama administration is? They don't want you to disclose information that you know. And how did that play out? Were you meeting with the officials of the administration?
I have certainly made it clear to officials of the administration how troubled I am about this secret law matter. And as soon as the administration took over from the Bush administration, I made it clear to those officials how important this matter is. I think it's important that we get at least an estimate of the number of Americans who've had their communications, you know, reviewed as part of this legislation. The administration came back with a statement that in some senses just kind of takes your breath away. They said that it would violate the privacy of law-abiding, you know, Americans to even give a ballpark estimate of the number of Americans who've had their privacy violated. Now, I remember the days when, you know, the government said you had to destroy a village to save it, and this is sort of the same kind of Alice in Wonderland, you know, speak that I think leaves people, you know, convinced that their government isn't being straight with them.
A separation of powers challenge brewing between Senator Ron Wyden and the White House. Senator Wyden, thanks so much for being with us.
Bye now.